Still, it's interesting to watch the other students in this course. Babs, blonde bubble and squeak with big-framed spectacles, is treating the bench like an unexploded bomb. I think she's new to this, and still too much under the influence of The Exorcist, probably expects heads to start spinning round and green slime to start spewing at any moment. Volman should have told the students that's what we keep the ectoplasm Wallace around for. Impresses the brass no end, but that's another course. John, Manesh, Deepak, and Mike are behaving just like bored junior technical staff on another week away from the desk is as good as a holiday training course. Fred from accounting looks confused, as if he's mislaid his brain, and Callie's found a pressing reason to go powder her nose. Can't say I blame her. This kind of experiment is fun. The same way that demonstrating a thermite reaction in a chemistry lab is fun. It can blow up in your face. I make damn sure that the electrical fire extinguisher is precisely 2 paces behind me and 1 pace to my right. Okay, everybody pay attention. Don't, whatever happens, touch the grid. Don't, under any circumstances, say anything once I start. Don't, on pain of your life, step outside the red circle on the floor. We're on top of an earthed cage here, but if we go outside it... Topology is everything. The idea of a summoning is simple. You create an attractor node at point A. You put the corresponding antinode at point B. You stand in one of them, energize the circuit, and something appears at the other. The big gotcha is that a human observer is required. You can't do it by remote control. Insert some quantum cat mumbo-jumbo about collapsing the wave function and Wigner's friend versus the Animal Liberation Front here. Better hope you pick the right circle to stand in, otherwise you're going to learn far more than you ever wanted to know about applied topology, like how the universe looks when you're turned inside out. It's not quite as bad as it sounds. For added security, you can superimpose the attractor node and the safety cell, locking in the summoned agency, which means they shouldn't be able to get to us at the antinode. Which is why Herr Dr. Volman, mit der dueling scars und the bad attitude, has plonked the test bench right in the middle of the red pentagram painted on the lecture theatre floor, and is enjoining us all to stand tight. Of course, to get to the fire extinguisher, I'd have to step out of the circle.
Is his practice approved by the health and safety officer? Fred asks.
Quiet, please. Volman shuts his eyes, obviously psyching himself up for the activation sequence. Power. He shoves a knife switch over, and a light comes on. Circuit 2. A button is depressed. Is there anybody there? Green vapor seems to swirl at the edges of my vision as I focus on the pentagram of silver wire. Lights glow beneath it, set in a baseboard made of timber harvested from a used gallows. Setup is everything. 3. Volman pushes another button, then pulls a twist of paper out of his pocket. Tearing it, he exposes a sterile lancet, which he shoves into the ball of his left thumb without hesitation. The hair on the back of my neck is standing on end as he shakes his hand at the attractor, and a bead of blood flicks away from it, bounces off the air above one wire, rolls back toward the center, and hovers a foot above it, vibrating like a liquid ruby beneath the fluorescent lights.
Is anybody there?
Mimics Fred. Abruptly, his face crinkles in a grin.
Good joke. I almost believed it for a minute.
He reaches out toward the drop of blood, and I can feel vast forces gathering in the air around us. And all of a sudden, I can feel a headache coming on, like the tension before an electrical storm.
No!
Squeaks Babs, realizing it's too late to stop him even as she speaks. I see Volman's face. It's a mask of pure terror. He doesn't dare move a muscle to stop Fred, because touching Fred will only spread the contagion. Fred is already lost, and the last thing you do to someone who's in contact with high tension is grab them to pull them away. That is, if you do it, it's the last thing you'll ever do. Fred stands still, and his jacket sleeve twitches as if his muscles are writhing underneath it. His hand is over the attractor, and the drop of blood begins to drift toward his fingertip. He is still smiling, like a man with his foot clamped to the third rail of the underground before the smoke and sparks appear.
He opens his mouth.
Yes,
he says in a high, clear voice that is not his own.
We are here.
There are luminous worms writhing behind his eyes.